Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
One of the first things observers notice about the kit fox is its tiny size. Weighing in at a mere 4 pounds or so, Vulpes macrotus is among the smallest canids on the planet. Often mistaken for swift foxes, kit foxes are a distinct species that sport larger ears and a leaner, more angular appearance. The small mammal has a long, black-tipped, bushy tail and a yellowish-gray coat tinged with rusty orange. Listed as a sensitive species in Utah, the carnivores live primarily on the state's arid western regions, where they reside in family dens and hunt for smaller mammals such as field mice and jackrabbits, as well as insects, birds, amphibians, and fish. But the diminutive hunter is susceptible to predation by a host of larger beasts, including coyotes, bobcats, and golden eagles, says USU alum and wildlife biologist Brian Kluver. With small size comes disadvantages, however, the advantage is increased agility and mobility, he says. Kit foxes have little difficulty leaping over sagebrush and rabbit brush that towers over them and provides a welcome refuge from hungry predators. Given a choice, the foxes prefer to stay in open areas where they can put their sense of sight to full use. Their vulnerability to larger members of the food chain partially explains the animal's nocturnal habits. The life of a kit fox is ruled by the night, Kluver says. They are rarely active during the day, and when they are, this activity is limited to near dawn and dusk. This behavior is likely a function of eluding their enemies and avoiding harsh desert temperatures, especially in summer. One of the kit fox's most distinctive traits is its insatiable curiosity. If one word had to be used to describe the kit fox, it would be inquisitive, says Kluver, who extensively studied the creatures at the Army's Dugway Proving Ground. Most canids cannot be captured with cage traps, but kit foxes are one of the exceptions. When we released them after capture, they often began to walk toward us rather than running away. Thanks to USU's Quinney College of Natural Resources for supporting research and development of this Wild About Utah topic. Credits to Brian Kluver, wildlife biologist, Fort Carson Military Installation, Colorado.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, whose support of tourism, events, and recreation in Grand County promotes and protects the natural beauty for visitors from across the state of Utah. Information available online at discovermoab.com.